Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
And now, listen to this on the Toddcast Podcast.
Do you remember when Much Music first signed on air and how big that was? There's no cell phones, no internet, just the radio and TV. And they were doing TV unlike anything you'd seen at the time. The Much environment was fun. It was unique, personal to the VJ that was on the air. And Erica M was one of the best. Straight up, one of the reasons I got into the broadcasting industry in the mid-90s. Erica, like most, started her career by taking a broadcasting course and got the job at Much after hearing about the station applying when she was a receptionist at City TV in Toronto. But you've seen her on much more, no pun intended, than Much Music. Yummy Mummy on Life Network and Discovery Health in the US. Pop Stars, The One on Global, Real Life with Erica M. Power Play on Discovery Channel Canada, The Company, Nestle Baby and You, The Science from A to M, and she's written songs for Van Morrison, Tim Thorney, Cassandra Vasek. She's won 3 Canadian Country Music Awards, 3 SoCan Awards, crazy career. And when Erica was a guest, she talked about the early years of Much and the little to no guidance, seeing David Cassidy in concert, the shows that she was binge watching at the time, her cool uncle introducing her to Zeppelin, the Stones, the Beatles. She talked about summer camp, Canadian politics came up, her sister's book Swagger, and Erica talked about her now near infamous interview with Nirvana's Kurt Cobain. If you haven't seen it, here's a Google search for you. Listen to this.
I had no idea at the time that would be the interview that has kind of defined my career. And what's interesting is that it didn't define my career at the time. At the time, it was just like, yeah, it was a pretty cool interview.
Yeah.
But when it was posted on YouTube about 5 years ago, outside of Much Music, where anybody could see it, and this also after long after the death of Kurt Cobain, it kind of reemerged from the vaults of Much Music. And listening to him speaking today with the insights that we have, knowing that he killed himself a few months later, the conversation takes on additional depth, I guess. It was very strategic. I did very strategically approach it in a different way. When he walked, first of all, it was a junket. So if you're not in the industry, you may not know what that term means, but essentially a junket is when a record company or a movie company invites a whole bunch of media to congregate in one area. Usually it's a hotel, and you're given a hotel room, and the star goes from room to room, or the media, the star sits there and the media goes in and out of that room and has a short period of time. So we were the Canadian contingent to interview him. I wasn't a big fan, by the way, of them. I liked them, but I wasn't a rabid fan or anything like that. And I was very worried because I had heard that he's very anti-media, because he's sort of anti-authority, right? Like he's an underground dude, and you know, we come in, hi, how are you? Hey, Kurt, who's wondering, tell me about the first cut on the album, you know, bullshit. So my strategy was different. When he walked in, I said to him, hey, I'm Erica. Do you want to do the interview in the bed or on the back balcony? And he was like, what? And I remember his face looking kind of uncomfortable because I was asking him to jump into bed with him with a camera. And he said, oh, I'll do it on the back. And I was hoping that he would do it on the back anyway. But so we did it on the balcony. So you know that scene now. You could, when you've seen it, you know, you see Seattle behind us. And I wanted to talk to him like a human being. And I figure if you talk to someone like a human being, they'll drop their guard and talk to you like a human being. So if you listen to my language, it's very colloquial. I'm kind of goofy, very, not low brow, but very understated and not professional on purpose. And my strategy worked. I disarmed him and we had a real conversation. And I listened while he was talking. He saw my face reacting to what he was saying. And so he was like, hey, you know, this girl actually is interesting and interested. And so he got to actually talk about things that are important to him. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, looking back on it, it turned out really well. It was very special. I love interviewing. Wish I could do it all the time.
Listen to This on the Toddcast podcast is brought to you by Tedco RV Supplies in Langley, an ICBC approved repair shop. Find them online at TedcoRVSuppliesInc.com.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.